The governor's fishing opener on Lake Namakagan was near the bullseye of the storm, with 18 inches recorded west of Clam Lake, easily besting the record set in 1960 at Medford of 12 inches. Pat Jones of the Happy Hooker Bait Shop in Hayward says you can't fight Mother Nature.
It's still winter, basically, up here. Once the lakes do open up, people are anxious to get up. We get calls every day wanting to know the status of the lake.
At the River Rock Inn on Shawamigan Bay, owner Scott Breading says he had a ton of cancellations.
A lot of guys like coming up this way for opener that fished the bay, and the bay still has ice on it. It's tough.
Cable Chamber of Commerce Director James Boland says this is usually a hopping time for resorts and bait shops.
Until the lakes open up and people understand that the lakes have opened up and spring has sprung here, there's going to be a delay in them coming up, which really is stretching already thin wallets of business people a little thinner.
Ironically, Boland says the ice and snow was an advantage, at least in attracting more than 200 guests at the governor's opener, many of them outdoor riders.
We actually had a record number of attendees. Many of them came because they understood the historic nature of the weekend. Some of them got out on open water on Lake Namakagan, and a brave crew actually went out onto Lake Namakagan and ice fished as well.
But the forecast is warm, the economy is recovering, and all three say inquiries and bookings are strong for the coming season. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.